going to be all about the birth of Jesus. Christmas Eve is going to be all about the birth of Jesus. But there are two people that are involved in this that I love to talk about. Obviously, the mother of Jesus, Mary, is very much involved in this birth. But also, a young man by the name of Joseph sometimes gets overlooked in this equation. And we're going to look at both of these young people today. How are they going to handle the biggest news of history in the hands of probably a young lady that's probably somewhere between 13 and 15, and a young man's probably somewhere between the ages of 15 and 17, and yet they're going to handle the biggest news that's ever going to come in history. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise. And when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Now, I will tell you something, folks. There is a lot in this, in these two verses. We got more. But this is some of the greatest insights you're going to see about this couple called Mary and Joseph. Now you get with me, please. Father, as we take a look at these two young people, Father, a couple that you chose bring your son into this world. Father, may we take from their example and look at their lives. Why did you choose these two young people? What were their characteristics? May we aspire to be these kind of people. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
Now the birth of Jesus was on the wise. Put it in English. She's beginning to show. You know, ladies, after a while it's pretty hard to hide that you're expecting a baby. Is that true? I mean, at some point in time, people are going to realize you are carrying a baby. Now, this couple is in a period of time in which we call being engaged. But in this time, engagement was almost the same as being married, although they had not had the religious ceremony yet. But this couple had not been together yet as a couple. Now, I have children here in the watch how I put this, but you understand this. They had not been together as a couple. All of a sudden, Joseph is going to realize something. And Joseph is going to know he has not had anything to do with this. Everybody on the page with me? Now, men, let's take a look at this situation. If you were engaged to a lady, you know good well that you guys have not been together as man and woman yet, and all of a sudden, she's coming with a child. That wouldn't go over well with me.
Says, let me tell you what, you've been chosen. You've
will be the mother of the Son of God and act like Kevin Worms. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a baby. And this baby is going to be the gift to the world. Now, can you imagine all the questions she's going to have? Can you imagine she's got to be thinking, well, number one, all this is wonderful, but I'm not going to live. Because they're going to have me killed. My husband ain't going to put up with this. You know she's got to be thinking, what is Joseph going to think? She's got to be scared out of her mind. Her life can come to an end. But yet she was promised through the Holy Spirit that she would be fine. Can you imagine the pressure on this young lady? Can you imagine? Now in today's world, there's a lot of pressure on a young lady when she's expecting and, you know, she's not married. We all know how that deal goes down. We've all got people in our families and stuff that just happens. But this is a whole different ballgame. Because this year, she knows this could mean her life. She will be looked down upon. No one's going to speak to her. No one's going to care for her. The men are going to ignore her. And she's going to be called some of the most awfulest names put on this planet. And yet she's going to give birth to the Son of God. Now I'm trying to tell you, I got a pressure, ladies. But yet she was chosen. Because she was a godly lady. Give Mary a hand of applause.
Prophet saying,
scriptures being quoted to Joseph. And believe me, Joseph knows his scripture. Behold, the virgin shall be with child. Key word here is what? Virgin. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. This dream. Angel comes and says, Joseph, calm down. Get your thoughts about you. Get your wits about you. Because I'm going to tell you something. I want you to understand something. Your wife didn't cheat on you. Your wife hasn't been with another man. Your wife is carrying a child and carrying the Son of God. Now, I'd like to have that dream. I'd like to have that dream, guys. Now, we could either wake up and say, well, boy, that was nuts. Because I've had some dreams where I woke up and, man, I'm glad I'm awake. So now, he has a wife, he's expecting a baby. Let me tell you something else. He's going to respect her, but he is not going to ask her to do wifely duties, because he wants to make sure that this world knows that no one touched this lady but the Holy Spirit. That took self-control. That took a man of God. Can you imagine this? When we read over this stuff real fast and we don't pay attention to it, you need to see something. This is a young couple. Who could have one wrong move because they had to literally keep this a secret. World is going to change because of the birth of a child, and this young couple has to keep it a secret. Can you imagine the conversations that this couple had to have, especially in the last month or two when this baby was born? Can you imagine? It's not in the scripture, so you have to use your imagination. But I cannot imagine some of the conversations these two had to have. What are we doing? Mary had to have looked at Joseph, no tell how many times, and said, "Thank you. Thank you. I knew I loved you, but I cannot imagine." Situations, haven't you? Either you accept that situation and you deal with it, or you don't. But this is a situation where people's lives are at stake. And then we haven't even got to the birth of Jesus. What a mess that was! Couldn't even find a place to even have the child. Wasn't no Holiday Inns at the time. Joseph had to end up taking her to a cave, basically. To give birth. The greatest moment in history was put in the hands of a young couple. Somehow or another, we don't hear a whole lot more about Joseph. Joseph dies at some point in time before Jesus gets into his ministry, or for though his mother's beside him all the way. But never forget, before there was a birth, there was two teenagers here. The way the world was handed to them. And how they handled it shows you and I something. Because you and I get situations handed to us every day. We deal with stuff every day. If you got kids, you got a wife, you got a husband, you got grandkids, you got situations every day that come to you. And how you handle it as a Christian determines really what kind of faith you've got. Because it's going to take faith. Can you imagine the faith this couple had to have? Can you imagine that? Understand this one thing. If you are a child of God, you'll never forget about this one couple. Because they were hand chosen to help Jesus. And they were chosen because they were godly. You know, you are chosen by God too. You know that? You are. You are chosen by God. Some of you maybe didn't accept that until late in life. God knew you would be here. He planned it out for a long time. And he's called every one of you to some kind of a calling. You run from it sometimes. Sometimes you don't want anything to do with it. But it's there. And it's up to you. We can act like Mary and Joseph and act like we got some sense. And maybe it is a situation that is scary, but there's not a situation if you walk it through the Holy Spirit. Let Him be your guide, your strength, your comfort. He will get you through anything. Praise to Jesus. You get to give the praise to Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Continue to play. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed.